Door Company, serving you for over 9 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host. He is the self-proclaimed king of sports, a king who would rather drink his crown rather than wear it. With a career spanning almost 30 years, he has been known in some circles as the Betty White of sports radio. Here he comes to wreck the day, Mr. Bobby Harton.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon, and it's Thursday, May 13th. Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. They've been in business over 100 years, one of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. Hope everybody's having a good day. Blake is back, is the producer of the day. Is Blake?
I had to take an emergency day yesterday.
I had to like look through the window to find out who's doing the show.
Yeah, I had
every
to,
day.
My dad had some complications yesterday. I had to have a little surgery. I had to have his gallbladder removed yesterday. So I wanted to go be with them, and you know, such is life.
Piece of cake.
Thank God Trent came back in time. He made it back, and now he's in Charlotte picking up his grandma. So.
Well, there you go. So, I'm glad. Gallbladder, I had mine taken out several years back.
Yeah?
I had my appendix and gallbladder taken out in less than a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never had.
And it just comes out of nowhere. I mean, you start just having this major stomach pain, and the first one was the appendix, and the second one was the gallbladder.
I've never had any complicated, never had anything taken removed, never had any.
No, you will.
Never had any surgery at all.
I think the appendix was the first, other than tonsils out when I was little. Never. I don't even know what they do. They even do that anymore?
Take your tonsils kids? Out? I think if you constantly get like strep throat and things like that, they say that, you know, having your tonsils.
I mean, everybody got their tonsils out when I was growing up, when I was little.
That's what it sounded like when I was growing up too, but never happened for me.
I don't remember the last time I knew somebody. I know a lot of people with small kids and everything that I don't, and maybe they just didn't talk about it. I just don't remember the last time I heard somebody say my son or daughter is getting their tonsils taken out.
Yeah, I never had my wisdom teeth taken out. I still have them.
Maybe they don't take them out anymore. Maybe they just like zap them or something.
I don't know. I still got my wisdom teeth. I only had two of those. Still got them.
I knew you were a little short in the wisdom department. So you knew, boy, you just set yourself up with a.
I know I did, but I just.
You just lofted a slow one right across the plate there.
Things people normally have, like tonsils, wisdom teeth, appendix, things like that.
I guess I've never had my wisdom teeth taken out, so I guess I've got all mine, or maybe I didn't have any to begin with. I don't know.
Yeah, I was short, too. I know it's a setup, but.
I will tell you this. You don't want your appendix to rupture. That's what happened to me.
I've heard that.
Because I got, like, misdiagnosed, and the doctor said if I'd have waited another day, it would have been some serious stuff going on. But my appendix ruptured.
They say when it ruptures, it's pretty much, like, you only have a short amount of time because, I mean, it's full of, like, what?
Well, that's what happened to me. I mean, I went to the emergency room a day after I'd gone to the doctor who prescribed Gatorade, told me I was dehydrated, told me to go home and drink a bunch of Gatorade. That did not do a thing. I got up early the next morning, went to the hospital, and 2 hours later I was on the operating table, you know, with my appendix. But the gallbladder was nothing. I was like in and out in 2 days on that, just boom.
Yeah, but that
because they just blow it up and
I don't know how they do
pump
it.
Pump air in there, they blow it up. I mean, maybe people are different. I don't know. Welcome to Medical Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. We've got a busy day for you coming up at 3:25. David Kloniger will join us for his weekly visit. We've got some audio from Mark Kingston talking about the series at Kentucky this weekend. 4:45, our award-winning fishing report with Captain Mike Abel, and then at 5:25. We'll talk golf as we do each and every Thursday with our good friend Scott Glaze from Stono Ferry. Phone calls are welcome, 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Fantalk98.9. And you can listen to us around the world. All you have to do is go online to charlestonsportsradio.com. And they are listening today in Possum Grape, Arkansas.
Mm.
Good old Possum Grape.
Love me them Possum Grapes. Jeez.
And apparently that's an actual kind of grape. A Possum Grape.
I'll pass.
Oh, I bet you wouldn't if you were starving. I've seen some of the stuff you eat over there. I don't think a grape would be a bad thing.
A Possum Grape?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just telling you. Possum Grape. Arkansas. 3 days until the FCS championship. The Bearcats taking on my Jackrabbits. 7 days, a week from today, the PGA championship out at Kiawa, and we'll have you well covered on that. We'll be out there every day from Wednesday through Sunday. We've got a special Saturday show from 4 to 7, and we've got a special Sunday show from 3 to 7. Our good friends Scott Glaze and Meredith Taylor are going to join us. Luke and I will be out there. So hopefully if you're going out to the PGA Championship, we will be in a big tent over at Freshfield Villages. And that's where you have to park anyway. And they've got a little ramp where you can come over to the Freshfield Village and maybe check out some of the shops and the eats and stuff like that. And hopefully you'll stop by and say hello to us. That'll be we'll be out there starting next Wednesday, but the tournament starts a week from today. Big deal coming to Charleston.
Ooh.
Big deal coming to Kiawa. We're 114 days until Clemson plays Georgia, 118 days until the NFL season opener. Don't forget this Monday, another course will pop up for our ESPN Summer Golf Tour. This week's course will be the Plantation Course at Edisto. And if you go to our website, charlestonsportsradio.com, and click on there, you'll see the golf tour, and click on there and get your foursome, because they go fast. I mean, it's a foursome for $98.99.
No, you can't beat that.
You can't beat that anywhere. Anywhere. And I'm sure it'll be sold out by the time we go on there Monday. So get on there early Monday morning. You can't get them before 8 o'clock. But at 8 o'clock, just keep trying to get in there and make sure you get your foursome. Scores from yesterday, in case you missed it, in the SEC softball tournament, LSU ended South Carolina's season with a 7-3 win. Their season ends at 26-26, barring the fact they could possibly get an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. NCAA women's golf, South Carolina advances to the NCAA championship. They beat Arkansas in a playoff to win that region, and that is set to get underway May 21st out at Greyhawk Golf Club out in Scottsdale, Arizona. The Limestone women, they are leading going into today's final round of stroke play for the 2021 NCAA Division II National Championship. So good luck to Limestone, those Limestoners.
What is their mascot? Ticks?
I don't think the Limestone, that's lime.
Disease.
that's not Limestone.
Limestone Miners.
I don't know what their mascot is.
Limestone.
I should know that. Mascot. But I don't, I know they're from Gaffney, so maybe they're the Indians. Huh. Or something.
Limestone St. Bernard.
They are not the Limestone St. Bernard.
It says Limestone University mascot, St. Bernard.
Well, it might be the mascot. What is their... They're not the Limestone St. Bernards.
I'm just telling you what the thing says. Bobby, don't
you sure
mind.
You have Limestone in South Carolina?
Gaffney. Bernie, the St. Bernard.
Okay, all right. South Carolina's mascot is not Cocky.
Limestone College mascot is Bernie, the St. Bernard.
So they don't have a Limestone somethings? Like a Newberry Red Wolf?
Yeah.
Like a Clemson Tiger? Like a Furman Paladin? A Limestone
Cocky isn't our mascot. What? He's just one of the Gamecocks. Gamecocks is our mascot. St. Bernard's, Roof, is their mascot. 1115.
I'm going to go ahead and call foul on this. So we got somebody from Gaffney, somebody went to Limestone.
You know what?
It's got to be out there. They are not called the Limestone St. Bernard's.
I'm calling them on break. Got them right here.
All right, River Dogs fell to Columbia 12-4 last night. They're 4-4 in the season. Stingrays beat the Indy. Hope we can get some fuel. 5-4 in overtime. They're now 26-20-10-3. Blue Jays beat the Braves 4-1. Braves now 17-19, 3.5 back of the Mets. And one note in the NBA last night, Celtics lose, so they will be in the play-in tournament. And the loss also guarantees that the Knicks will be in the playoffs for the first time since 2013. So,
now,
there you go.
I will say.
Here we go.
When you click. Stop. When you click where the golf tournament is, they're the Saints.
The Limestone Saints.
Yeah, but the St. Bernard is wearing the Saint, like, you know how the Saints.
Okay, they're okay. The dummies, like. Uga is the mascot for Georgia, but they don't call them the Georgia Uggas.
I'm just saying, when I typed in mascot for Limestone University, it said St. Bernard.
All right. Is there another word besides mascot that I'm looking for? What is their team name? The Limestone what?
Saints, I presume.
Saints.
I presume. Now, they even have a mascot page.
Again, like Uga is the mascot of Georgia. But you don't call Georgia the Georgia Uggas.
Limestone College mascot Bernie, the St. Bernard, can be seen cheering on the Saints.
Thank you.
There we go.
That really shouldn't have been that difficult.
We're both right.
No, we're not.
I'm going to take half of that.
You're not right at all.
We got a break coming up. We'll take half of that.
We are not right at all. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Gosh, this is going to be a rough day here. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking our first look at the highways this afternoon, police are reporting debris on the roadway on I-26 westbound at mile marker 211, and reports of an accident on Highway 78 at Justin Court. Highway 78 is shut down at this time, so use caution if you're in that area. And then we have reports of another disabled vehicle on Azalea Avenue at Woodlawn. It is blocking traffic, so again, use caution if you're in that area. Otherwise, we have no other accidents or disabled vehicles being reported at this time. Otherwise, traffic appears to be moving freely all across the Lowcountry. This traffic report is being brought to you by The Codfather. The Codfather Proper Fish and Chips is open for takeout and curbside delivery for food and beer orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 8, and Sunday from 12 to 7. The Beer Garden Patio and Bar are now open for outdoor dining. The Codfather Proper Fish and Chips. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Weather. Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly cloudy and mild with a high around 68. Partly cloudy with showers around tonight. Chilly with a low around 55. Mostly sunny and mild Friday to launch another low country weekend, a high around 75. Looking ahead, a mostly sunny weekend with steadily rising high temps. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
The Treehouse on John's Island is my favorite home and garden shop in Charleston, hands down. There are pots in every color, shape, and size, gorgeous outdoor furniture, and head inside the shop to find that perfect gift for any occasion. From wind chimes to birdhouses, furniture to mirrors, lamps to frames. Go online to thetreehousejI.com or browse the shop at 849 Main Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. For your home, garden, or gifts, shop local. Shop the Treehouse.
Your AC not up to par? The Bozzelli Comfort Team has you covered with Heil heating and cooling products that you can depend on all year long. Pat Bozzelli's 45 years experience in service and installing HVAC equipment and parts is your assurance of rock solid service. Bozzelli Air Conditioning and Heating is local and family owned with a professionally trained team to provide top quality installations of Heil heating and cooling products. To stay comfortable with your residence or business, make the right call 843-722-3146.
ESPN Summer Golf Tour is so popular that Stono Ferry is now sold out. Come back Monday, May 17th at 8 a.m. for foursomes for only $98.90 to play the stunning Plantation at Edisto Golf Course. CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways.
Spilled your drink? Quick! The Quicker Picker Upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the Quicker Picker Upper.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
So we started on the Cuervo, Bacardi, Gold, Margarita, straight tequila, Jim Beam, George Dickel. Then we wet our whistle with a single malt scotch, beach schnapps in a jello shot. Captain Morgan, pour some more of them cider sliders, Flying Tigers. Dr. Pepper for the designated drivers. Everclear, Absolute, and Amaretto. I don't remember much, but I knew if I got those 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk. It is Thirsty Thursday.
And after that first break, you already need a drink, huh?
That's right. I do. I have a headache and I need a drink right now already.
Well, we did have a call.
Been in here 17 minutes.
We did have a call, and he wanted to specify what you were asking is nickname. And there's a difference in mascot nickname.
Okay.
He said like Michigan, for example. They mascot's Wolverines, or the nickname's Wolverines, but they don't have a mascot that's Wolverine.
Right.
Like Clemson. Nickname's Tigers, but Dabo's the mascot.
Like, give out your phone number so people can deal with you on comments like that, okay? Oh, man. All right. Clemson beat Georgia Tech 2-0 in ACC softball action this morning. First ever ACC tournament win because they did not have an ACC tournament last year. Tigers now 41-5, and they will take on the winner of the Notre Dame Virginia Tech game in the semifinals at 1 o'clock tomorrow. So Clemson a 2-0 winner, and the Braves just can't beat the Blue Jays. I don't know why. They're losing 6-4 right now. Top of the ninth inning, the Braves led 2-0, led 3-2, led 4-3, and now they gave up a run in the eighth and 2 runs in the ninth. So Braves trailing 6-4 right now. Again, top of the ninth inning there. Blue Jays win that. They have swept the Braves for this year. I don't know what it is about the Blue Jays and the Braves. But and another scary note, Ronald Acuna Jr., who, by the way, had a leadoff home run, the 21st leadoff home run in his career, 12th of the season, that he's hit, 12th home run of the season. He leads the major leagues right now in home runs, but he had a scary moment there when he turned his ankle running down first base to beat out a hit going down first base. So if we see anything on Ronald Acuna Jr.'s status, we will certainly pass that on. River Dogs continue their games in Columbia this week. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. So other day games in baseball today. The Phillies trail the Nationals 5-1. That game is in the top of the eighth. Tigers lead the Royals 4-1, top of the seventh. Cardinals over the Brewers 1-0, bottom of the fifth. And the White Sox lead the Twins 2-0. That game in the top of the fourth inning. That's your day games for this afternoon. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Big news out of Columbia. When you woke up this morning, you probably saw it. Robert Caslin has resigned as president of the University of South Carolina. And short career there. And Harris Pastides, the former president, will be the interim president when the board votes on that on May the 21st. I love Dr. Pastides. I think he is one of the best presidents South Carolina has ever had. So I would say just, why don't you just, you know, take about 10 years finding the new president and let Harris Pastides just run the university. Because trust me, nobody will do it better. Nobody will do it better. So so that is, for now, that saga has come to an end. The Robert Caslin tenure as president of the University of South Carolina is over. I would suggest whoever the powers that be, that some of these members on the Board of Trustees take themselves out of the search part of the next president. So, but I'm not going to get into politics and all that stuff because they certainly botched this deal. They really did. Can't reverse the embarrassment it has brought to the university, but if anybody can straighten it out, it will be Dr. Pastides. One other local note, too, former Clemson baseball player Rusty Atkins, named the first Clemson player inducted into the National College Baseball Hall of Fame. That will be in a virtual ceremony coming up on June the 26th. Atkins played at Clemson from 1965 to 1967 and earned All-American honors every season he was there. So not sure why it took so long to get him in there, but he joins Bill Willham in the Hall of Fame as well. So, but Atkins, the first Clemson baseball player to be inducted into the National College Baseball Hall of Fame. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with David Kloniger. He may be the next president of the university. Who knows? We'll see what David's up to. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
The Treehouse on Johns Island is my favorite home and garden shop in Charleston, hands down. There are pots in every color, shape, and size, gorgeous outdoor furniture, and head inside the shop to find that perfect gift for any occasion. From wind chimes to birdhouses, furniture to mirrors, lamps to frames. Go online to thetreehousejI.com or browse the shop at 849 Main Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. For your home, garden, or gifts, shop local. Shop the Treehouse.
How does no auto loan payments until summer sound to you? At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, you can take advantage of no payments for 90 days. That means extra cash in your pocket just in time for that road trip you're planning. Whether you're shopping for a new or used vehicle or refinancing an auto loan you have elsewhere, now's the time to park your payments for 90 days. Visit scfederal.org/autoloans for more details. Certain restrictions apply. Existing South Carolina federal loans are excluded.
Starling Chevrolet presents ESPN Charleston 98.9 FM's coverage of the 2021 PGA Championship. Live from Freshfields Village on Kiowa Island. Join ESPN for 25 hours of coverage championship week beginning Wednesday, May 19th at noon. Broadcasting live from the Freshfields Village lawn. Come by the Starling Chevrolet ESPN tent to see Bobby, Luke, and special ESPN Charleston golf analysts Scott Glaze and Meredith Taylor. Enjoy all the amenities, restaurants, and shops of Freshfields Village while enjoying the 2021 PGA Championship. Presented on ESPN Charleston by Starling Chevrolet, your certified Chevrolet dealer in Charleston. Freshfields Village, Kiowa Island's unique open-air shopping and dining experience. And I promise eye vitamins. Upgrade your eyes today. Starling Chevrolet and ESPN Charleston's coverage of the 2021 PGA Championship on 98.9 FM.
Signed, sealed, and certified, Starling Chevrolet has the largest selection of certified pre-owned Chevys in the Lowcountry. Trucks, sedans, SUVs, and more. Find new roads at Starling Chevy, Mount Pleasant, or online at SouthCarolinaChevy.com.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with a free two-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Well, I worked all week so I could come here, have a good time and an ice cold beer. But one turned to 10, and 10 turned to 20, and 20 plus an empty bottle's too damn.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Not good news from Atlanta. Blue Jays now lead the Braves 8-4. That game in the top of the ninth. Maybe the Braves can only play 7 innings against the Blue Jays. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I would help them out though. Braves pitching, they've given up 13 hits today to Toronto. Time out to find out what's going on in Columbia. And for that, we bring in our good friend David Kloniger, covers the Gamecocks for the Post and Courier. David, how are you today?
I can't complain, Bobby. You doing all right?
I'm hanging in there. You know, we kid around with you a lot about this. Always seems to be something when it comes to something going on when it comes to Carolina. And it's really true. There's never a dull moment in Columbia, is it?
Well, that's true, Bobby. And that's directly because every time you think this university runs out of feet to trip over, it grows another one. They just can't get out of their own way, as evidenced by all the foolishness that's going on since the beginning of the week.
You got me choked up now. All right. Let me take a drink of water.
Jeez.
All right, I'm much better now. You crap me out there. Oh, anyway, all right. What's your take, David, on the Castlin resignation and the events that led up to where we are right now?
Well, the fact is, Bobby, you get what you pay for. You know, I have nothing against Bob Castlin as a person. I have nothing against him as a soldier. I tremendously respect his devotion to this country, and I greatly respect what he did for this country. That said, he had no qualifications to lead this university. Everybody knew that at the time, which is why he was stricken off the list of initial candidates. That he somehow got back on that list and made president is all about this university administration. They made a horrible mistake.
And you know as well as I mean, do you feel like that they will suffer any consequences from their actions by doing this?
Well, no, because they avoided the one thing that they decided to take on. When they were initially considering him after the political involvement by Governor McMaster, the accreditation board said, you know, your accreditation could be at risk, which is basically saying, hey, don't do this. They decided to do it anyway. They were investigated, but everything turned out okay on that front. So they basically got away with it. And, you know, if there's going to be that case in the future, which I don't think there will be, but there could be, they've already shown they can get away with everything. So, I mean, if you haven't been slapped hard enough to tell you not to do something, what's to keep you from doing it again?
You really are. I mean, is there any way to who would remove a board member? How would that go about? Do you have any idea?
Well, I mean, there has to be objections raised. It's not an election. It's not a vote. It's not anything like that. It's an appointee. And the legislature appoints those representatives. Everybody represents a county or a group of counties within the state, divided up into districts. That's how they're appointed. And there have been a number of replacements, let's say, since the board was when Caslin first got appointed. But there hasn't been a complete overhaul of the board and the way they do things. Again, this is not Bob Caslin's fault that he was put in a position he wasn't ready for, and because, you know, who do you know is going to be told, hey, we're going to give you a $650,000 a year job and just come on and do it. I mean, nobody's going to turn that down. This is the board's fault for saying, okay, we're not considering this guy. Oh, wait, the governor does want us to consider him, and we're going to consider him, and we're going to hire him. So there's not really a great solution other than just blowing the whole thing up and starting over, and that's just not going to happen.
Right, absolutely. And I go back, I'm a lot older than you, Davis. I go back to the days where there was a lot of board involvement with the athletic department. This, to me, seems like more of an academic problem more than an athletic problem, because we already know it's a huge public relations problem, but this is more on the political side and the academic side than how it affects the athletic department. And at least that's the impression I get.
Well, that is true. I mean, there was nothing that Caslin did that really directly influenced athletics. He said he was going to be more hands-on, and he was. He was the one that made the call to fire Will Muschamp with three games left to go in the season, instead of other voices telling him, hey, let's just wait till the end of the year. What have we got to lose? He said, no, you fire him now, the day after the Ole Miss game, which they eventually did. That said, he was also in agreement with the athletic director to go ahead and fire Frank Martin after the season. But then more political pressure rose from a state senator who got involved with the board and said, no, I think you really ought to keep him. And they backed down from that. Now, me personally, I didn't think Frank Martin needed to be fired. I think he's the perfect basketball coach for South Carolina. South Carolina's the perfect place for him. That said, I understood why people thought there needed to be a change, and they wanted to make a change, but they didn't, because they yielded to the political pressure once again. So it didn't really come to pass that Caslin had a whole lot of influence in athletics, which I suppose if you're just an athletic fan, you go ahead and celebrate. That said, it's another black eye to this university, and they've already gone through about 8 black eyes, and that's just in the past year.
Right.
So there needs to be something said, all right, look, just cut out the embarrassment, because you can't get away with mistakes in this day and age. You just can't. So you're going to have to try to limit these and quit tripping over yourself.
Right. Absolutely. Well, they're bringing in back Dr. Pastides here. They got a vote on that on the 21st, and I don't know of a better person to come back and right the ship than Dr. Pastides.
Oh, absolutely. Harris Pastides was a great president for the university. He served here 10 years, which it's not an easy job to serve in 10 years in for any university. It's constant work. It's constant glad-handing and going to events after the normal workday is done. But he did it, and he did it very well. So he did agree to take over. He will be voted in on the 21st. That said, the university's without a president for a little more than a week. And we'll see how that goes. But they need to go ahead and start getting their list of candidates together and saying, okay, we have to extremely seriously vet these guys and make sure that nobody else is going to, object or, have a protest when one of them starts to get a little closer toward taking the job. They have to get this right.
Yep, absolutely. Moving on to baseball, South Carolina lost 2 out of 3 to Mississippi State. Dropped that midweek game to Clemson, 28-18, 12-12 in the SEC. They've got seven games left in the regular season. 28-18, 12-12, David, with the schedule they played, in my opinion, it's not as bad as some people would make it out to be.
It's not bad. If the NCAA tournament started today, they'd be in, no question. They'd even be right up on the bubble for a host spot. But the tournament doesn't start today. And the fact is that they've been slumping hitting-wise, you know, these past few weeks, and they've got to get that better. The tournament does start in about 4 weeks, and they've got to get through these last two regular season weekends and the SEC tournament before everything's judged. So right now, Bobby, they're in the case of saying, well, 3 weeks ago, they were a no-doubt postseason team and would have hosted. Now, the host sites come out tomorrow. They're probably not going to be one of them, they're not going to be able to play their way back into it. And as for the postseason, it's not a definite right now, if they keep going the way that they're going, that they get into the NCAA tournament at all. They need to win at least two of their final six SEC games to feel really safe about getting to the NCAA tournament, because if they don't, that will be four misses in six tries, and that is completely unacceptable.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. But so you think they will not be one of the 20 regional sites named tomorrow? Did we lose him? All right, we'll see if we can get call David. I don't know. We this happened yesterday with Gene. Huh. I don't know if it's something our phones are doing. We'll get David back on.
Just give me a second.
Here in just a second. So, yeah, I mean, David and I agree. I mean, the same thing that's kind of held this team back over the last 3 or 4 weeks, the inability to get that base hit at the right time, get base runners in, way too many free passes by the pitchers. Sometimes at times a defense is very shaky. And as soon as we get David back, I'm almost positive he'll agree with me. Sorry about that, David. I don't know what happened there, but just going over to say the things that have bothered this team: the inability to get base runners in, way too many free passes. They had 9 free passes against Clemson the other night. Defense shaky at times. This team's not going to change. We are pretty much what we are. I mean, they could get hot. But there's not going to be a big awakening here in the next 7 games with this team.
Oh, there won't be, Bobby. After this many games, as you said, they are what they are, and they haven't been a great hitting team all season. That said, they've been usually able to find the big inning to where they can get 3 or 4 runs at a time, and that's usually been enough to pace them. Their pitching has been more than good enough to win the majority of their games. And, yes, the competition has been better the past 3 weeks, but the competition wasn't weak in the first 5 weeks, and they managed to go 10-5 in the SEC over those first 5. So they need to win 2 over the next 6 at Kentucky this weekend, then home hosting Tennessee to feel safe about the tournament. And then, Bobby, I think that the pressure would all be off, because no matter where they go, they're not going to be facing SEC pitching in the first round of the tournament, and really not in that first regional round. They'd be facing somebody a lot less than SEC pitching. So maybe that would help them get better with the bats. But they've got to do that first. They've got to win these 2. They've got to get back on track and say, okay, we're assured of the postseason. Let's start working on things we can tweak.
Yep, absolutely. Now, you mentioned right before we got cut out there, the regional sites, 20 regional sites will be announced tomorrow. You do not think South Carolina will be one of those?
I don't at this point. I have been wrong before, but if they are one of the 20, they're not going to rank them. They're not just, going to say, okay, here they are in order of strength. They're just going to say, here's the 20, and obviously 4 of them will be cut out. But I think we'll all know if Founders Park is one of those 20 announced tomorrow, they'll be one of the bottom 4. Now, that's not a death blow, but it's one of those saying, look, you can play yourself up or you can play yourself out. So what's it going to be? Because 3 weeks ago, they were one of the 16, no question, and they have played themselves out of that. So we'll see how it goes. But, again, starting on the road isn't a bad thing. They did that 3 years ago now, and they ended up going to the Super Regional. So we'll see what happens.
But, I mean, David, correct me if I'm wrong. You don't have to be a number one seed to host a regional, do you? You can host a regional as a two seed if you put the right bid in, right?
Oh, absolutely you can, and they will give precedent to that. They've done that before. I remember this is a few years ago now where Coastal Carolina earned a number one seed. This is before they expanded their park in Conway, and they actually got sent out to Tempe, Arizona, and Arizona State, where they were the number one seed, and Arizona State was the number two and hosted. Well, you know, that big deal. I mean, you know, that's kind of the thing, and it's like, oh, you really did us a favor there, guys. Thanks. But Arizona State ended up winning that regional. So, yes, it could be a case of where they could, but, of course, you always want to host, you always want to be the number one seed. All that will be announced tomorrow is, look, here's the schools that are in. Four of them will be eliminated later, but here's what we're going to do, and then the seeds will be decided after conference tournament weekend.
Gotcha. One final question. Gamecocks headed to Kentucky this weekend. For whatever reason, the Gamecocks have struggled in Lexington. They really need this series with Tennessee coming in next week.
Well, they do, and it would really help because it would give them some confidence, be able to improve that seed, maybe improve that potential host site. But mostly, Bobby, they got six SEC games. They got to win two of them. If all two of them are done this weekend, great. It takes all the pressure off. But, you know, you want to go ahead and get that done as soon as possible because you'd rather go ahead and get two of three on the road against a team that's struggling instead of trying to get one or two against a top five team, even if it is at home, that's going to be trying to win the conference. So they know what they got to do. They just got to go out and do it. If they come in any less than 14 and 16 in the SEC, there's going to be some raised eyebrows and some nervous feelings going into Selection Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. David, it's always good stuff. We appreciate you. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Thursday, okay?
No problem.
All right, that's David Kloniger from the Post and Courier. So, Gamecocks got some works to do. But again, if it comes out tomorrow and they're not one of the 20 sites listed, really nothing to worry about. Just go ahead and play baseball. You know you're going on the road somewhere. Most projections have them going to the East Carolina Regional. So, I mean, if they're not one of the 20, it's not the end of the world. You got to worry. You got to get into that NCAA tournament. This team, that would be a major, major disappointment if this team, the way they started, did not get in the NCAA tournament. That would be a major disappointment. That's what they got to look at right now. Not even worry about their regional and stuff like that. So we'll find out tomorrow. If they're not one of the 20, they don't have to worry about that anymore. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
To you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With seven convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking another look at our highways this afternoon, police are reporting an accident on the Wando Bridge heading westbound. The left lane is blocked, so use caution if you're in that area. Otherwise, we have no other accidents or disabled vehicles being reported at this time. Looking at our SCDOT cameras, I am seeing traffic starting to build on the Mark Clark westbound between Long Point Road and the Don Holt Bridge, also on the Mark Clark eastbound between I-26 and the Don Holt Bridge, and on I-26 westbound between Montague Avenue and Ashley Phosphate. Otherwise, no other accidents or disabled vehicles are being reported at this time. This traffic report is being brought to you by All Seasons Hardware. Come to All Seasons to pick up some chicks, 866 Folly Road and 2876 Maybank Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m., All Seasons True Value Hardware. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly cloudy and mild with a high around 68. Partly cloudy with showers around tonight. Chilly with a low around 55. Mostly sunny and mild Friday to launch another low country weekend, a high around 75. Looking ahead, a mostly sunny weekend with steadily rising high temps. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our four-sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Do you hear My Computer Career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers? Well, you don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off. And that's it. Now they're IT pros. You could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Say, ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. From the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray.
Hi, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Methinks he got put a little much too much faith in a beer.
He might need a little hard
liquor. That beer sure does a lot for him. That's all I got to say. Braves lose today 8-4, 0-6 versus the Blue Jays this year. And I believe the Braves are 1-7 against the American League, because they split those two games with the Yankees in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
So, not a good day to be a Braves fan. But here's the good thing. I know absolutely zero Blue Jays fans. So, nobody can give me any grief. Because I don't know anybody that's a Toronto Blue Jay fan. But Braves lose 8-4 at the Byron Nelson down in McKinney, Texas. J.J. Spahn is your leader. He is 9-under par. Finish for the day. One shot back, Rafael Cabrera-Bello, Aaron Wise, and Doc Redman. All three of those guys are finished for the day as well. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Sorry about your Braves. They're sort of my Braves, too. Do the Braves, looks like the Braves are playing the American League East. Are they going to play the Red Sox?
I'm sure they will. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I'm sure.
Okay.
They will.
Okay. I didn't have any inside information the other day when I told you I thought the Cowboys were going to be first up against Tampa Bay, but it's just a guess. But it looks like that happened. So, what do you think about that?
First game of the season. I mean, I really. I mean, I mean, uh, I, 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 I don't worry about schedules 4 months before the season starts. I mean, well, it's a public. Okay, I mean, there's a couple of cool things out there. I mean, you've got Brady going back to New England in week number 4. I'm curious to see if how the Patriots fans react. I would be really disappointed if they booed him when he came back for all he did for that city and that franchise. But we know how football fans are.
Well, it's funny that you say that because the Globe today was reporting. They were talking about Aaron Rodgers. They were talking about the quarterback in Houston. They were talking about the quarterback in Seattle. The quarterback in Houston before he got his sex thing going. And somebody evidently on the NFL Network last night said that this Brady started this. Brady, the difference is Brady wanted a 3-year contract. Belichick said, you're 40, going to be 41 before the season starts. We'll just go year to year. He said, all right, I'm going to sign a 1-year contract, but you can't tag me after that. It wasn't anything about getting involved in the players, who they draft and who they get in and all that stuff. I mean, I don't know how you feel, because it's probably slow down there right now in the low country. But all this Aaron Rodgers stuff, you know, I almost want to think, and look, I think he's the best quarterback in football. I mean that when on the playing field. But at some point, you got to say to him, your job is to play football. Your job is not to pick the players we pick in the draft. We have reasons to do that. We have played in the championship game the last 2 years. Last year, they could have beat Tampa Bay if it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers, if you remember that third and fourth down inside the 10-yard line. I mean, at some point, you got to say to him, do what you have to do. We're not trading you. You want to quit, quit. Get out. But then you have to pay us $40 million that we gave you upfront money. Now, I don't know how you feel about all this. And the, you know, it's not just him. The guy in Seattle wants input. The guy in Texas wanted input. I don't know. Are we becoming the NBA?
Well, that's what it is. I mean, I think a lot of this is coming from the NBA. I really do. Players in the NBA have a ton of influence over the decisions made, but not only by the individual teams, but by the league as well. And, you know, the NFL players see all these guaranteed contracts, the power they have, and it's been leaning that way for a couple of years now.
What do you feel about? I don't know how. What do you feel about Aaron Rodgers? Do you feel the same way I do?
I've never been an Aaron Rodgers fan. Good quarterback, actually a great quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in the NFL. I just to me, he's always. Come off very cocky, very conceited, very selfish at times, and that's just has always been my opinion of Aaron Rodgers. I think he's got a legitimate gripe, but you don't settle arguments in the media.
He has a legitimate gripe for what, Bobby?
Because they never gave him any receivers.
He's got the best, well, if not the best, the second best receiver in the National Football League.
Now? And they went out, they never drafted a receiver first round.
All right. No, the Patriots never drafted a receiver in the first round either. So, I mean, they lucked out with Randy Moss. Most people thought he was done, but you know, he turned out to be, if not the best receiver in the history of football.
Well, again, I think Aaron Rodgers has a legitimate gripe, but I think you don't argue it through the, you don't settle your differences in the media.
Yeah, I mean,
and you don't come out the day of
that. I thought maybe it was money. He's making $33 to $35 million a year. That's top of the market quarterback money.
You don't. Here's what you don't do. You don't come out the day of the NFL draft and let it leak out that you want out of Green Bay.
Right. Before I let you go, I know you've heard this. What do you hear about the rumors of ESPN maybe wanting to flex some of these NFL games on Friday night? I'm sorry, Saturday night. The Globe reported this morning that ESPN has been losing a lot of money on college football. Now, I don't know whether they can do that. They're under contract. They can put, the college games in the afternoon and at 4 o'clock and then come out, like, at 8 o'clock.
Well, I would say...
this year, but it may be next year. I don't know.
I haven't heard anything of anything close to that. I would say if ESPN is losing money on Saturday nights, it's those 10:30 West Coast games that nobody cares about, because, frankly, ESPN at 8 o'clock, 7:30, 7 o'clock probably has one of the top five games in the country on at that time.
Well, but that's the only – okay, they're not losing money on those games. They're losing money overall. Overall. I'm sure you've read this. And what they're saying is to get the NFL to play on Saturday night, they would have to be night games. That's all.
So you
just push those top five games to 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see the NFL on Saturday. Saturdays are for college football, and I don't think you'll see the NFL on Saturday.
All right, Bobby. Don't forget to get gas.
All right. We did that in the St. Bernard.
I just answered your question. Don't be blaming nothing on the St. Bernard. You got a problem with Google if you're mad about that answer.
Oh, God. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Biesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Biesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda, from Stokes Honda.
Game time means wing time at Wingstop. Feed the family for $19.99 with the all-in bundle. 16 boneless wings, 6 tenders, large fries, and 3 dips. 2 locations, Rivers Avenue or Sam Rittenberg, or you can order online today at wingstop.com.
Since 1945, nestled on the banks of historic Shim Creek, sits our family-owned business, Mount Pleasant Seafood. 4 generations of our family have been serving fresh, local seafood with a side of Southern hospitality to the Lowcountry and tourists from around the world. Shrimp, scallops, flounder, oysters, you name it, and we've got it. If you need help cooking it, we got that too. Stop and see us today at Mount Pleasant Seafood or visit us online at mountpleasantseafood.com. Mount Pleasant Seafood, the best catch on the creek.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
Watch out! Over here at Carolina Building Materials, they're always busy. Busy helping contractors, busy answering homeowners' questions, busy finding laminate countertops and vinyl flooring, busy finding perfect cabinets and doors for your home. From home remodeling to fixing up your rental property, Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Stop by 2440 Meeting Street for the best advice at the right price from Carolina Building Materials.
We know your best days include salty skin and a trip to the market in your flip-flops, and that on Saturdays, you lift heavy. And we know your relationship with that bridge is kind of complicated. If pain or injuries are making you miss out, Roper St. Francis Orthopedics can help. With online scheduling, same-day appointments, and the state's most experienced team, we make it easier to get back to living your best days. Call 833-660-HURT.
Get ready for Lunch with Luke. Ugh. God, that's so corny. It's the Morrow Midday Show, 12 to 3, each and every day here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM. We'll see you there.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM, WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.